Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Ethan and Kahu of Te Whangaroi Atara, five-piece Bad Tab, a band that weave together synthesizers and swirling guitar strums with rock-inflected, jazz-inspired drum beats. This kind of neo-psychedelia project offers a refreshing sound on their full-length sophomore album, Year of Sincerity, which released just last Friday. A more personal and cohesive album, it was entirely written, produced, mixed, and mastered by the band themselves in their Wellington studio and flat. Here now, sorry, to chat all about it. Welcome to the program, Ethan and Kahu. How y'all doing?
We're good.
I see you blushing after that little introduction there.
The bio sounded a little AI, but we're still
we can confirm it's not. We're just really, you know, really good at writing about really ourselves.
Yeah. Perfect. Love to hear it. Now, straight off the bat, how does it feel to have the record out?
It feels amazing. It feels great. It's been a long journey, I tell you, longer than expected, as I'm sure most albums tend to be for a lot of people. But yeah, just really happy and so cool seeing all the response from everyone. It's been very rewarding.
Amazing. Anything to add to that, yeah. Kahu?
Yeah, it was a long time in the making. You know, I feel like almost like we've changed as people. In the time we've kind of made it, we've learned a lot. There's been a lot of mature, a lot of self growth, you know. Like Ethan said, we're already seeing some really good connection, deep emotional connection to the songs on this album. So, yeah, we're really happy with it. Really stoked there.
Beautiful. It was a very sincere answer, which makes sense because the album is titled Year of Sincerity. We're living in quite cynical times all around, I think, now. What does that title and phrase mean to y'all, and what was the backstory behind choosing it?
Yeah, I think that us as friends, we take things very lightheartedly. All the things that do need to be taken lightheartedly, we do, you know, and we just really want to apply that ethos of joy and loving life and being yourself and not trying to hide behind any labels or coolness.
Yeah.
That's one of the main themes, yeah.
Yeah, I think it became sort of like a mantra of this year, or just something we kind of came back to when thinking about a lot of things and going about a lot of things, as Kahu said, like maybe feeling insecure about something and being like, nah, like this is the year of sincerity. Like, let's do this. Like, standing on business and trying to like avoid that nonchalant kind of act. Like, we just wanted to, be true.
Yeah, to be cringe is to be free, as some say.
Exactly.
Now, this record, it features themes of financial pressure, the uncertain job market, and the weight of trying to build a future within a city. They weave across the 11 tracks. These are pressures that so many Aotearoa artists are facing up and down the motu. But when it comes to the capital, what does the landscape feel like? I've had some friends there who say, you know, with all the job cuts, it feels a lot emptier. Is there still that beating art life?
Yeah, I think, well, recently we had the incredible the news that Garrett Street was closing, which is like a arts community in the heart of Wellington. I've been living there for about 3 or 4 months. That was really sad news, and I kind of felt as though profit was being put over people and their communities, you know. So it is a little bit bleak, but there is something we can do about that. We can vote and get politically active if we care about our art scenes and the well-being of our artists, you know. I think that's really important. Wellington's good though. I think it speaks to the testament of the resilience of the art scene in Wellington, you know. People were still out here doing incredible things, incredible shows. Yeah.
I would say, like, as much as we are taking, like, hits a little bit just stuff like Garrett Street closing and venues and stuff, just finding it hard, I think that the people are, like, there's, like, a fire, I feel. Like, people are really trying hard to put on so many shows. Like, there's, like, so many shows always happening up here. And a lot of people really eager to be getting out there, which is amazing. And I feel like it's a bit of a response to the times we are in, as they are a bit hard, but I get really excited when I see people like striving to make something happen.
Kia ora.
Still going on.
Yeah. And the record, it shows a little snapshot into each band member and how they've been affected by those pressures. For you both, what was your kind of personal experience?
Job for one, you know. It's been difficult, I think kind of reframing that though is I have time to make incredible art and some musical matters. It's pretty nice, you know, and money isn't everything, you know. And that's my biggest takeaway from the production of this record. Money really isn't everything, you know.
Yeah, I think I was the opposite side, you know. Too much job, too much work, you know, when you're up here. It feels like you got to be really working hard to, like, be financially all good, and that can sometimes distract from the music. And that was a really hard transition, especially coming out of uni when you have, like, unlimited time to just cook and collaborate, which is something that I don't think I took for granted because I really used it, but I didn't realize just how awesome it was, maybe a little bit. Maybe took it for granted a little bit.
Yeah, it's two sides of the same coin, right? It's either you have no time and you're exhausted and you can't make art because you're just living to make a living. On the other side of that, if you don't have the living, the time that you could be spending making art is full of stress and anxiety over your living conditions.
Exactly, yeah.
Now let's kōrero about the sonic palette here. There's so many different instrumental kind of influences that you blend together, indie rock to funk and psychedelic folk. When you're writing these tracks, do you set out with a clear sonic goal, or is it just everybody's bringing their own kind of influence and it's leading to your own thing?
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'll do this one. It's always a very varied thing, and I think Bad Tab's always operated like that. Sort of everyone sort of brings something different to the table. Whether we're cooking that song all together in the room and just sort of experimenting with tones, I feel like we build a palette in the early processes of a song. Like, okay, we get a little taste of that and that and that, and then we start to just keep playing it, and then the song really forms the more that we play it. Or if I bring a song forward and then the band figures it out and we kind of just add to that palette that's already sort of built. But it's always just anything that makes us react in the room, I feel. Like, if someone's like, oh, what was that? Like, that's kind of the direction that I think.
I think also we're very sensitive to our textures and our tones. At least I speak for me and Ethan and Manaki, we come from a producer background. So we're really kind of focused on tones a lot of the time. Simple songwriting and great tones means a golden record. Don't need to overcomplicate things, you know. I think that's a little bit of the ethos, but we just get in. We're all great at playing our individual instruments sometimes, and the result is just real beautiful. We really love what we do.
Amazing. So you mix, master, produce, record everything yourselves in your flat. This is such an impressive feat, definitely not something the average Aotearoa band can say. You are all bringing, or only some of you are bringing, production backgrounds. How does that all work?
Yeah, so I first want to say it does sound really impressive that we do it all ourselves, but it takes so much time. it's great to say we've done it ourselves, but it does take a lot of time, you know.
And Kahu, take the praise. Be like, yeah, no, it's no sweat. We do it all ourselves.
Yeah,
it's
okay. We did that.
Exactly. Year of sincerity.
No, it's a big process, and we all pretty much produce. We all are producers, and so we all kind of delve into that side a little bit. But once recording is done for a track, then we get it off to Hamish, our drummer, and then he'll mix it, and then we'll give feedback on that. And I think it can become quite infinite though when you're doing it all yourself, because it's like when you pay for studio time, you go and you record, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like we listen back to a mix and it's like, oh, well, we can add like a little chime there or change the guitar a little bit. Which I think is, it's cool freedom, but it's definitely something you got to be like careful about. I think if we continue doing this. Yeah, but me and Kaho, we should talk about that after the Zoom call. We'll work that out.
Yeah, I think having time incentives with your work, like we have this long to record the record or whatever, can work in a lot of bands' favors. We are really good at Ableton though, and we love producing and making our tunes inside of there. So that's also a big aspect of this album, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for your time, guys. It's been lovely to chat with you this morning. The record, it's out now across streaming and available on Bandcamp. Can we expect a little Dunedin show in the future?
Yes. Yeah, that is totally on our agenda. We need to get down there.
We love the scene in Dunedin. It's a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Yeah, we want to get down there. We want to spread the sincerity. You know what I'm saying?
We need some of that here. You know, sometimes we're a little bit too cynical. We need the warmer weather sincerity.
Yeah, too much black around the. You know, too much black clothes. You know, where's the color?
Honestly, every time I wear a colorful outfit, my coworkers will be like, "Wow, you're like, this is crazy. You're so colorful." And I'm like, guys, we need to learn how to wear some color here.
Yeah, it's good, bro. It's good. It makes people smile.
Yeah, beautiful. And for your final message, I think you'll probably say what I expect you'll say. Get out there, vote. Is that right?
Get out there, vote. Joy is a form of resistance. Happiness is a form of resistance. So, yeah, keep on smiling, y'all.
Beautiful.
Yo, for real.
Thank you, guys. Ka kite.
Thank you
so much.
Bye.
That there was Ethan and Kahu from Wellington outfit Bad Tab talking all about their newest sophomore record, Year of Sincerity. It is out now. You can listen to it wherever you get your music, but you can also listen to it right now here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. This is Grip on You from Year of Sincerity. Ka kite mate wa.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.